We're talking a cloudy Friday morning right now, 29 degrees. First day of November, usually it's the last day of the month that I talk with Brad Edwardson from Wofford Parks and Rec. I kind of screwed that one up. That was my bad.
I
double booked some things, so you were gracious enough to show up today. Thank you.
No worries, Bill. Not much change between yesterday and today.
What's going on, month of November? Always busy at Parks and Rec. Even when you don't think you're busy, I look at these sheets and go, yeah, that would be busy for me.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're the programming stuff goes down a little bit. We still have basketball going on and youth and adult basketball, boys and girls. And then volleyball is still going on, so the recreation programming is still going, but it gets a lot heavier into the community center usage as far as like fundraisers and just sure. different events. People want to get their events done in the fall, whatever, and it gets used a lot, so we get pretty busy down there in the fall.
There are a lot of arms to what you do at Wofford Parks and Rec. I mean, it's not just specific programs. I mean, like I said, the community center and what yep. you just brought up, a lot of the events.
Right. We do a lot. We help out all the nonprofits as much as we can, so we've got facilities for them to do their fundraisers or whatever they need sure. to do. So it stays pretty busy and trying to find space and time to get them all in.
Now, quickly now, too, because we talked about it before we went on, still looking to fill a position there?
We do, yeah. We had some good candidates that we've interviewed. We'll be trying to get that spot filled, you know, by mid to late November, hopefully,
okay.
For our recreation manager. And that's the person that puts together all the schedules for our programming and does all the scheduling for gym space. That's the biggest thing that we struggle with all the time, it seems. There's a lot of, you know, and then we got pickleball going on in the mornings. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get some more in the afternoons or evenings so people that are working can get out and play. But it's just, you know, it's a real balancing act trying to find yeah. time and space for everybody that wants to use the
And that's
facility.
What this person would be doing.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So they can yep. just get a hold of you at Parks and Rec and
Yep, yep. Okay. We're going to be making our decision here next week, so
All right.
We're sitting pretty good on that, I think.
So what's happening in November, my friend?
Well, let me run back just one day. We had an Arbor Day celebration on Tuesday. You know, NDSCS students are and their advisors and stuff are so helpful to us down in the park. You know, they volunteer. They have to do their volunteer timing or times, and we had the NDSCS Electrical Club come down and help us celebrate Arbor Day. Arbor Day is in April, but we usually have our celebration in the fall. It seems like we have a little bit better luck planting our trees in the fall than in the springtime and then trying to pull them through the summer. So they came down and we showed them, you know, how to plant a tree, and we planted a few oak trees down there, so it was a good deal, and we thank them for coming out and helping us
do stuff
down there. Yeah,
they always step up.
Yep. So then getting into November, this Sunday, so we've been practicing for a couple months now, but our Special Olympics bowling team is going to be at the state bowling tournament up in Fargo on Sunday. We got 15 athletes to go up there. You know, that's something that, you know, if you're looking out there looking at making a donation toward the end of the year, Special Olympics is an awesome place to make a donation. You know, they're so grateful to the sports that they get to do and get to travel and all that. You know, it costs money to do. But yeah, it's a fun event.
That's one of our best nonprofits too.
Yep,
it really
yep,
is.
Yeah, they do a good job. And then basketball started on Sunday for them, so we're already into basketball practice.
Wow,
so it's going running along well. November 4th on Monday, our youth boys basketball will start. So our girls basketball is winding up this week, and then boys will start up on November 4th, and that'll run through right up before Christmas break. I think we shut that down and that's done. So then our youth programs are mostly done until we get into January, I guess February, when and they're not necessarily our programs, but we help support them. The archery club and JO volleyball and stuff like that will be using our space, and then
okay.
we'll have all of the traveling basketball teams, boys and girls, that'll need space too. So we help support them, but we're not necessarily running those programs.
Sure,
you know.
Like I say, a lot of arms to what you do right, there at Parks right. and Rec.
Yep. And then November 11th is Veterans Day, so the park offices will be closed, but the community center will be open because we have a Veterans Day breakfast, lunch type of thing down there. It's from 8 until 3 at the community center. The meal is free to veterans, And then they just ask for a free will offering from the general public is welcome to go.
Great event.
To go. Yeah, it is. And then November 22nd is the Chinkabazoo Wild Game Show. So I mentioned we are in our fundraising event type of stuff. So
that's going to be wild. Yeah,
that's a big one for them. You know, it's at the community center from 5:30 to 11 on the 22nd. It's a big fundraiser for the zoo. They rely on that quite a bit. So we encourage everybody to come down. It's really a fun event. You know, it's kind of a spoof game show type of deal. And it's just a blast. Everybody has a good time. And the food is great also. I mean, you got lots of different choices of different foods to eat. So it's a good event. And then on the 23rd, the next day, is the Breckwap Swim Team Turkey Bingo. So come down to the community center between 3:30 and 11. That's their fundraiser also, so mm-hmm. that's a fun event for them too. They have, I think they have different foods and stuff like that too that they serve down there. And then the 28th, obviously Thanksgiving, park offices are closed the 28th and 29th. So then I got a couple other things, just some events that are not events, I guess, but happenings that are going on within the park. The NDSCS Construction and Technology students, they're working on the restroom that's on the north end of Jim Sturdivant football field.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So we're attaching it to one of the other buildings we have. That'll be a big help for, you know, there's a lot of games that happen down there in the fall between our programming and then the schools have their football games all the way through JV down there.
It's always busy down there in the fall, always.
And the closest restroom is all the way over at the baseball field across the parking lot. So we wanted to put a restroom in there that's close to the football field. It helps with the games that are in the fall, and then we have our summer programming going on there, our soccer and stuff like that, and it's better for the little kids to just be able to go there mm-hmm. rather than going across the parking lot if they need to go to the restroom or whatever. So that's a good one, and again, NDSCS Construction Technology, I mean, they've helped us out with a lot of different projects. They're also working on some concrete projects, it's part of their curriculum. They have to do a project on their own, and they have them do like the pads for the benches and stuff like that in the park, or pads for grills, just different little things like that that they have to do the whole entire project. So it's kind of a good test for them.
What a great partnership.
Yeah, it does. It works out well for us, but it works for them too. So it is fun. And then the John Randall Field, the baseball field, the lights and fence replacement projects, they're moving along. Probably not as fast as I want them to, but they'll get done.
All right.
They will get done this winter. I don't have to be out in the cold putting them up, but that's what the contractors will be doing. So, yeah, it'll be completed over the winter. And then we're speaking of trees earlier. We applied for some grants that hopefully we get so we can plant, I think it was just under 100 trees that we're going to try and get through the park, the zoo, the city.
We've got some other
places. So, yeah, we're replacing some of these ash trees. Emerald ash borer is getting closer and closer,
and we got
a huge inventory of ash trees in town, so they'll all have to be replaced some way. But
fantastic, Brad. Busy.
It is. It's fun though.
All right. Yeah. And again, appreciate you switching up your schedule in today. You have a great month of November. I can wish you a happy Thanksgiving too.
Yeah,
you're the first one.
All right. Yep. Thanks.
So
you, too.
You bet. You have a great month of November, and we will talk at the end of November about things coming up in December.
We will. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec, 9:48 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Let's all go down to Dumas Walker.